إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, my dear sons and daughters in Islam, in this class of today, class number 18, شرح الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة, the explanation of important lessons for all Muslims by our noble Sheikh عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله تعالى. And this is in the 27th of Rabi al-Akhir of the year 1433 of the Hijra. The 20th of March 2012. We still are reading to you the explanations of the pillars of Islam, Iman, the pillars of Iman. And we know that there are six pillars of Iman: to believe in Allah, to believe in His angels, to believe in His books. And we already, alhamdulillah, studied these three. Now the fourth one, Al-Imanu bil-Rusul, believe in the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. To believe in the messengers means to believe with certainty that Allah sent a messenger to each nation, calling them to worship Allah alone. That's what every messenger said to his people: worship Allah alone, without associating partners with Him. And calling them, meaning that messenger calling his nation, to disbelief in all that is worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Could see the people when Allah sent a messenger, alhamdulillah, He called the people to Islam, to Tawheed, to worship Allah alone. And then after a while, the people began to forget the message of that messenger after his death. And then the shaitan will come again and play the same game on people again. And he come to them and tell them, oh, this is good, or this or that. And he invite them to worship other than Allah. And a lot of people, they fall into that trick of shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having mercy to His servants, and He don't want them to be on the misguided path, He sent them a messenger to call them again to the right path. It's like somebody, because there is a path to the Jannah, there is only one path that leads to the Jannah, is the path that Allah chosen for us. But shaitan will come and call the people to many other paths. Okay, and so they be lost. Can you imagine somebody wants to drive from one place to another place, and there is only one way to get there, that's the right highway. But somebody don't know, he will go in here and there and he get lost, never made it. So Allah, out of His mercy, when the people go astray, He will send a messenger to call them back to Tawheed, to Islam, to believe in Allah, to worship Allah, because that's the only thing that leads to the Jannah. Okay? Sheikh says we must also believe that every one of the messengers is truthful, guided, and righteous, and obedient to Allah. All of the prophets and the messengers, they are truthful. They don't lie. They didn't lie to their people, and they are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah gave them knowledge, gave them revelation. And they are righteous people, they don't do bad things. human beings, some people are righteous, some are not. But the messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, they are righteous people. They always do good things. And they are obedient to Allah. And they also conveyed all that Allah sent them with. That's another thing important. The messenger, they didn't hide something or forget to convey certain things. They conveyed everything Allah command them to convey. Meaning they taught the people and called the people to whatever Allah tell them to call their people to. They neither hide any part of the message, nor did they change any part of it. See, they don't hide it. And they don't change. They don't come and add something here or take something. No. Because their job as messengers, their job is to just convey the message from Allah to His servants. And they tell them, Allah tell you to do this, and Allah tell you to stay away from this. That's their job. They don't change anything, they don't add anything. Okay, Idris? Abdullah, Tayyib? Naam. Halima? Hamira, Tayyib? Jazakumullah khair. Muhammad? Naam. You with me, Idris? Well, naam. Tayyib. Anta, Abdullah? Naam. So what is the job of the messengers? What they do? Abdullah?
Call people to Islam.
Ahsan, they call the people to Islam. Do they read from any book or what? How they do that? Nah, Muhammad?
Through revelation from Allah.
Through revelation from Allah. Idris?
Revelation from Allah.
Ahsan, do they change the revelation? Say no. Ahsan, Idris. Barakallahu feek. They don't change anything. They just tell the people what Allah tell them to tell the people. Okay? Barakallahu feek. And the Shaykh, he mentioned an ayah. Two ayah, 35 and 36, in Surah An-Nahl, the B, chapter 16. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَهَلْ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةِ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And the messengers charged with anything but to clearly convey the message. That's what's upon the messengers. Allah commanded them to convey the message. And verily, we have sent among every community and nation a messenger, saying to them, worship Allah alone and avoid the Taghut. The Taghut is all false deities, false gods that some people they take as a gods beside Allah. Then of them, meaning of those people, were some whom Allah guided by them accepting the message and following the messengers. And of them were some upon whom the strain was justified. Those who they refuse and they grow arrogant, and they refuse to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So travel through the land and see what was the end of those who denied the truth. Now, some of the messengers were preferred over others. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 253. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. Those messengers, we preferred some of them to others. To some of them, Allah spoke directly. From them is Musa alayhi salam. Others he raised to degree of honor, and to Isa, the son of Maryam, we gave clear proofs and evidences. See here Allah says Isa, the son of Maryam. The Christian, they say Isa is the son of Allah. A'udhu billah. That's a big mistake. Okay, Allah does not have sons. Alright? Tayyib? Allah has no sons. But the Christians, they says, He is the Son of God. And some of them, they even say that Isa, Jesus is God. Is Jesus God? No, He's not. Alright? Who's Jesus? Isa alayhi salam. What is he? If he's not a son of God, what is he then?
A prophet.
Ahsant, a prophet and a messenger. I see. He's a righteous man. Guided, truthful, righteous messenger. Okay, Idris? He's not a son of God, okay? Because Allah has no children. Allah does not have sons, does not have daughter, does not have wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of that. Okay, Habu? Jazakumullah khair. So he says, And to Isa, the son of Maryam, we gave clear proofs and evidences and supported him with Ruh al-Qudus. Tayyib, Jibreel alayhi salam. Because Jibreel, as you remember, when we talked in the class of the pillars of and the angels, pillars of Iman, believing the angels, and Jibreel alayhi salam, he's in charge with revelation. Alright? He's the one who brings revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the messengers. The Shaykh says the best of the messengers are five, known as Ulul Azm. Ulul Azm. Or the messengers of firm will. Like Ulul Azm in Arabic. In English, firm will. Who are they? Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa salatu wa salam. So these are the five best messengers. They call them Ulul Azm. Messengers of firm or strong will. Nuh, the first messenger. Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And the best of these five is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of these five is our noble prophet, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have belief, or before we do that, Abdullah, who are the Ulil Azm? How many of them?
Nuh.
Ibrahim.
Musa. Isa. Muhammad.
Alayhim as-salatu wa salam. Ahsant. Naam. Idris.
Nuh.
Uh-huh.
Ibrahim.
Uh-huh.
Musa.
Isa
and Muhammad.
Ahsant, barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khairan. These are the ulul azm min al-rusul. They are the best messengers. Tayyib. And the best of these five is?
Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. In the Shaykh, he says to have belief in all of the messengers is obligatory. However, disbelieves in one from them, then he has not only disbelieved in them all, but he has also disbelieved in the one who sent them, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not a choice to believe in some messengers and say, yes, he's a messenger of Allah, but another one say, no, he's not a messenger. No, we believe in all the messengers of Allah. All the messengers that Allah tells us, or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that they were prophets and messengers, we believe in them, okay? We don't deny any one of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, the ayat 150 to 152. إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to make distinction between Allah and His messengers, saying, we believe in some, meaning some messengers, but reject others, and wish to adopt a way in between, they are in truth disbelievers, those who do this. They believe in some and disbelieve in other messengers. They are disbelievers. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating torment, severe punishment. Okay? May Allah protect us and you, Ameen, from them. And those who believe in Allah and His messengers and make no distinction between any of the messengers, we shall give them their rewards. And Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. Okay? Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah Ta'ala, he says, we must believe in the messengers in general, meaning that we believe in those that we know of and those that we don't know of. So we must specifically believe in those messengers that Allah named. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named some of them. And we must believe that Allah sent messengers other than the ones He named to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 78, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. And indeed, we have sent messengers before you. Of some of them, we have related to you their story, and of some we have not related to you their story. It is not a part of faith to raise them above the status that Allah gave to them. For they are human beings, meaning the messengers, and creatures of Allah. They are distinct in that Allah chose them and prepared them to carry His message. So they are not any human being. Yahi. So they are not any human being. They are the best human beings. But still we don't give them any rights that are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their nature is that of men. They have no share in the qualities specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't know the information of the unseen, except for those matters that Allah has informed them about. Allah ordered Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to convey to his nation, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Say, I am only a human being like you. It is inspired in me that your God is one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Surah Fussilat, 41, ayah number 6. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Say, I don't tell you that with me are the treasures of Allah, nor that I know the unseen, nor do I tell you that I am an angel, but I but follow what is revealed to me by inspiration. And this is Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, ayah 50. And the Shaykh mentioned the definition of Nabi, a prophet, and Rasul, messenger. He says, Nabi in the Arabic language, it is taken from the word Naba. That's it, Ya Akhi. Nabi in the Arabic language is, it is taken from the word naba, which means news or information. A prophet is called a Nabi because he informs us about Allah Almighty. He conveys to us his orders and revelation. A prophet is perhaps also called a Nabi because Allah informed him. So he received information, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul in the Arabic language is taken from Irsal, which means direction. Therefore, the messengers are thus named because they are directed from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 44, ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا تَتْرَى. Then we sent our messengers in succession. We sent our messengers in succession. What is the difference between a Nabi, prophet, and a Rasul, a messenger? A Rasul is a man who is inspired with a new Sharia, sets of laws from Allah, and he is sent to a transgressing people, conveying to them the message of Allah. For example, of these messengers, the messengers of firm will, Ulul Azm. Who are they? Idris?
Nuh. Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad.
Ahsant, alayhi salatu wassalam. Jazakallahu khairan. A Nabi, a prophet, is a man who is inspired with a message, but the message is to follow the Sharia, the laws of those who preceded him. So he's conveyed to relay the message, and he is sent to apply a previously sent Sharia, set of laws. For example, the prophets from the children of Israel that came after Musa alayhi salam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that's chapter 5, verse 44, Inna anzalna at-tawrat fiha hudan wa nur yahkumu biha an-nabiyyun alladhina aslamu. Verily we did send down the Torah. The Torah was sent to Musa alayhi salam. Therein was guidance and light by which the prophets who submit themselves to Allah, to Allah's will. Another point, prophethood is a blessing granted by Allah. So, meaning that not anybody like set himself as a prophet. Okay, this is not how it's done. Some people did it, but they're liars. Some people, they did all. They say, they get up one day and tell the people, oh, they are prophets. Those are liars. Allah sent prophets, not people make themselves prophets, okay? People don't make themselves prophets, but Allah make people. He choose from His servants prophets. So prophethood is a blessing that Allah bestows according to His choice. Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 75, Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulun min al-nas wa min al-nas. Allah chooses messengers from angels and from men. So who chooses messengers?
Allah.
Do the people get together and select a messenger? No, that's not good. That's not permissible. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala select messengers. Now the people, Muslims, they may select a ruler. They may select an imam of a masjid. Okay? But they cannot select a messenger. Especially now, after the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was the last one. I said, nobody will come after him. So if anyone claims that he is a prophet or a messenger after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's a lie. Okay? And we don't believe him. Because he goes against what Allah tells us and what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us. Okay? Mafhum? Understood? Therefore, prophethood is not a goal that is achieved through man's striving or working. Rather, it is a high and special rank for which Allah chooses, purely by His grace, whomsoever He pleases from His creation. Allah prepares the messengers to carry the message. He protects them from the effects of the devils, and He protects them from shirk, polytheism, as a favor and mercy from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from the efforts they expended. It is a blessing and favor from Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمَ وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا. Those were they to whom Allah bestowed His grace from among the prophets of the offspring of Adam and of those whom we carried in the ship with Nuh, and of the offspring of Ibrahim and Israel, and from among those whom we guided and chose. That's Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 58. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي. I have chosen you above men by my messages and by speaking to you. O Musa alayhi salam. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 144. And Allah says, relating the words of Ya'qub to his son Yusuf, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Thus will your Lord choose you. Surah Yusuf, verse number 6. All of the above verses clearly indicates that prophethood is not achieved by greatness or by actions. Rather, it is a blessing and mercy from Allah. He chooses men for that ranking by His knowledge and wisdom. It is a ranking that is not achieved by those who wish for it or work for it. So a person doesn't wish to be a prophet and work and gather many people and tell them, listen, I want to be your prophet, I give you a lot of money and this, give you jobs and make me a prophet. No, can't do that. You know, a prophet is from Allah. It is Allah is the one who chooses prophets and messengers. Another point, a description of the messengers and their miracles. Number one, a description of the messengers. The messengers are good examples in their characteristics and manners. They are good examples in their characteristics and manners. A discussion about their qualities is a long one indeed. But here we will suffice by mentioning the following qualities. Truthfulness. The first quality, truthfulness. Allah informed us that His messengers are truthful. So the messenger, they don't lie, man. They're truthful. Allah says, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse 52. This is what the Most Beneficent had promised, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the messengers spoke truth. They spoke the truth, the messengers. Without a doubt, truthfulness is the core and heart of the message and calling. And with it, matters are set straight and deeds reap their fruits. Lying is a defect that the best of creation, the messengers, are far above. Okay, they don't lie. So that's the first of their qualities, truthfulness. They're true, they speak the truth all the time. They never lie. Number two from the qualities, patience, sabr. Now, calling people to the obedience of Allah and warning them not to go against His commands is indeed a difficult and rough path to follow. And not everyone can handle it. Because now you're going to tell the people, do this, don't do this, this is okay, this is not okay. Especially people that like certain things. People that already invest a lot of money in certain things. And now you're going to come and tell them this is all bad because it's not pleasing to Allah. And then they're going to look at you like, what are you talking about? Not everybody, when the messengers came to them and tell them, listen, you want to make it to the Jannah, this is how you do it. You want to save yourself from the fire, you're going to stay when they says, na'am, alhamdulillah. Yes, certain people, Allah guide them and give them tawfiq. And that's what they did. But many others, they fight. They pull a big fight. That's why it's not easy to call to Allah. That's why the messengers, one of the qualities is patience. When a person go and tell the people what to do, what is good for them, he's not going to go. If they say no, he fight with them. Even if they fight him, he'd be patient. Okay? However, Allah's messengers, peace be upon them, are the best of creation. They were faced with all kinds of hardship and harm. Yet, their firm will was not affected. And they continue to call people to the way of Allah. Allah informed us about some of His prophets and the harm that was inflicted on them because of the message they brought. Allah informed us about the patience and forbearance they exhibited in order to raise the word of Allah above all else, the Tawheed over the Shirk. Allah ordered the Prophet ﷺ to take example after the messengers on firm will. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوعَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنْ نَهَارِ بَلَاغْ فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Surah Al-Ahqaf. Allah says to that's the last ayah, therefore be patient as did the messengers of firm will, and be in no haste about them, meaning the disbelievers, on the day when they will see that torment with which they are promised, as if they had not stayed more than an hour in a single day. O mankind, this Quran is sufficient as a clear message or proclamation to save yourselves from destruction. But shall any be destroyed except the people who are rebellious? They're the ones that are going to be destroyed, the rebel against the messengers. Now this is some of the description of the messenger, that they are truthful and they patient. Number two, the miracles of the messengers. What is meant by those miracles? The miracles of the prophets and messengers are those things that go against the nature or habitual pattern of occurrences. Allah makes those miracles occur at the hand of His prophets and messengers, and man is unable and incapable of repeating that occurrence or causing something similar to occur. Such miracles occurred at the hands of Allah's prophets and messengers so that the proof upon men become final. The proof of those miracles is so binding that man must surrender and believe in what the messengers came with, regardless of whether the people asked a given messenger to bring them a miracle or not. Those miracles are called ayat in the Quran. Ayatullah. And many are them. Allah mentioned many. Alhamdulillah. Like Musa alayhi salam, if you read the story of Musa, subhanAllah, many miracles and many ayats that Musa alayhi salam brought to the people, but still many of them reject the ayats. Belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam as a prophet and messenger. We conclude this class by this portion. Belief in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet and messenger. Now, belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consists of the following. Number one, we must believe that he was sent to all of mankind, not just to his people. Because now sometimes you want to call some Christians or some other people to Islam, and they says, no. Muhammad is your is the Arabs, is the prophet for Arabs only. We're not Arabs. No. Because he was an Arab, and he was sent to the Arabs, and that's it. We're not Arabs, and we're not. That's not our prophet, and that's wrong. We must believe that the Prophet ﷺ was sent to all of mankind, the human being and the jinn, not just the human being. So it doesn't matter, they're Arabs, non-Arabs, black, white, rich, poor, from Asia or from Africa or Europe or America, Australia or Antarctica, doesn't matter. And he was sent to the jinn too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 158, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O mankind, verily I am sent to you all as the messenger of Allah. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, and this hadith is recorded by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَى قَوْمِهِ خَاسَةً وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَىٰ كُلِّ أَحْمَرَ وَأَسْوَدَىٰ. The Prophet says, a prophet would be sent specifically to his people, yet I was sent to every red and black, i.e. to all of mankind. To all of mankind. Allah has made the religion complete for us. He has completed his favors upon us. And he is pleased with Islam as a religion for us. The religion that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a mercy for all of mankind and the seal of prophets and messengers. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah not only to men but to jinns as well. A giver of glad tidings and a warner and caller to Allah by his will. And a torch. Alhamdulillah. And a torch illuminating the way. So whoever from mankind doesn't accept his message deserves a punishment from Allah, just like his brother, disbelievers. For Allah Almighty says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام دينا. المائدة verse number 3. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran verse number 85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him, of him or of her. Never. Number two, from the points pertaining to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must believe that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet and messenger. Why? Because Allah says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. This is Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse number 40. Muhammad is not the father of any man among you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last, meaning and the end of the prophets, and Allah is ever all aware of everything. So, this is very important information that we have learned today in the class, alhamdulillah, about al-imanu bi al-rusul, believing and having belief and iman in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to review this chapter, alhamdulillah, view your notes, okay? Listen to it, alhamdulillah, as this is on the blog. Alhamdulillah. Follow the salaf.com. So that, inshallah, we can have firm belief about the messengers. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu fikum. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us and you firm upon the deen of Allah, to grant us beneficial knowledge from its proper sources, the Quran and the sound sunnah of the Prophet as understood by the companions Ridwanullahi alayhim. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our actions righteous and sincerely for him, and to protect us and to protect you, my dear sons and daughters, and to keep you away from the path of shayateen, and to keep us firm upon the path of guidance. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.